ויען דף חוף המדבייס מוצא בחפיסה אוי בדלוס כמם יד דה מישנה ויפן השטר נחפיסה ידלוס כמם ימחסר את דה פעל החפיסה אז לגמור אסק מי חפיסה what is the touch of a חפיסה. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbe Barbachone Chemes Ktane, a small Chemes, Maidluskima, Omar Rabbe Bar Shmuel Tlike de Sabe. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi Chemes Shel Oir Shanoisnim Boyayim Tlike de Sabe Taske Shaskenim Matznim Bo Klita Shmisham לא יצטרכו לחפש אחריהם. זוג תאיסווס, מוצא בחפיסה אי בלוסקימה. תאימה, בישלוים החפיסה הבסימה, בגוף החפיסה זה החיימה של יאים. Normally that one doesn't put a star in החפיסה, so that גוף is a סימן, כדומה פרק שני, הוא אימה בחפיסה ויהיה מרס בחפיסה, a get was found, and the simon was, he says that there wasn't a chafisa, and she says she lost a get, and there wasn't a chafisa. You know, saying loy, so you give it him. The maid of yodo, she knows the whole maidis loy bechafisa monach, like, but it's not a simon. Because she knows that he has this meshagas, well, he puts all those things in a chafisa, so by her it's not a simon that she taka lost it. Mashme de leinish ma'alma have a simon. Stamazai, that when a person puts a star in a chafisa, that kuf is a simen. Ala dluskime, heichi habe simen, but that there was a star in a dluskime, so that's no simen, that's a normal place to keep shtores. Loi derech laniach shtores per dluskime, kedesanye betesefte de shvuis, asore dluskimois maleim shtores masarti loch. So by stories, that's a normal procedure. Yesh loima, so Tosfos answers, the Mairi Hoche, Shenoisin, Bedluskme, Atzmosimen. Not that the simen is, that the shtar was in Adluskme. That's not a simen. Because normally, one keeps shtores in Adluskme. No, it's speaking about, he gave a simen to the Dluskme. So I know that the Dluskme is his. Simen, Sheine Muvik. He gives a simen, Sheine Muvik. B'loi chayshinon l'shayla, I'm not chayish, maybe, that this was lent to someone else, or he borrowed it. No, that he says, maybe lent it to someone else, l'shem mehisha l'acher, v'oysa hiniach b'ishtaris. Smeila, what is the raya that the one who gives the simon on the luskeme, that's his star, maybe he borrowed the star, he borrowed the dluskime, and he put a star in there. Now he knows the simon of the dluskime. The hochi tikin rabbonon deloy chayshino. The rabbonon were misakin, that by hashavas aveide, when you give a simon, that means so you don't have to be chayish that the one who is giving the simen, perhaps he borrowed the keili, it's not his keili. Perhaps he borrowed the keili. There was a takon, we hold simonim the rabbonim. There was a takon that we're saying on simonim. The hochi tikun rabbonon, the loy chashino, kamoishe tiknu laharzer aveide besimen sheine muvik, afalu simonim lav deraisim. So Tosfos says that Be'etzem mina teure, there's mekoymes lochosh. Maybe the dluskime is not his, because it's speaking about he gave a simen she'ene muvik. Maybe the dluskime, he borrowed it. That was the takana de rabbonon, that by momen, you return an aveide, with a simen shein amuvik, and you're not chayish l'shayla. The Masha explains, by all other things, by to be meyed ala meis, I don't know if this is her husband, but the clothing I see, this is her husband's clothing. So in that same mechandat chashina l'shaila, maybe this person borrowed her husband's clothing. So be'emison, that alone is also not a simen. But by Ashavas Aveda, Chazal said, if one gives a simen sheinei muvig, I give it to him, and I don't clear, even though it's not a simen gomo, even though it could very well be that this is not his luskime, it was only lent to him, I'm seimech on this. Now, the Zamojadike, Shitim Kebet says, and Afchof, B'Shem Rabbi Yenisin, V'im Nimtzu B'Seichon Gitei Noshim. Now, it says in the Mishneh that you found shtoris in Adluskime, you give back, I mean, that's the Mishneh speaking about shtoris. Sai is talking about Shitrei Chayiv. Yesterday we mentioned the Ktzois, why there's no Reyes in the Nefila. But Rabbi Yonison speaks about a get. Im nimtzu b'soichon gitei nosh. Yachzirim lo mi sheyitein afilo simen sheinei muvik. Now we have to understand and appreciate Rabbi Yonison is saying a mirdik echidish. We had before, and af yutches amet beis, we had before that your machzer a get, avashi omar, going to come on nekeb yesh pei betzad ois ploinis v'daf ketzad ois ploinis am nekeb al moloi abashi mesaf klei simonim idaraisi darabon. We had a gemor and daf yudches amet beis to be machzer a get with a simen, you need a simen mubik. And al kolponim, let us just, either he's speaking about hurzikush na yosef ben shimon. And Hurzuku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon's, there's a Shash Diyaraisa. So then you only Marzer Aget, you only Marzer Aget with a Simen Mubik. Or Bechlal, he holds that Afilu Loi Hurzuku by Get could be Mina Teire, you also need a Simen Mubik. Aber Al Kaponim, we have a Gemore that to be Marzer Aget, in certain cases, akaponim by hurzik ushna yosef ben shimon's, yizichen need a simen mubik. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonison says here a mouthful. The Rabbeinu Yonison says, if you found a shtar in a chafise, radluskeme, and it's talking about, he says, afilu aget, yachzirem lemi sheyitein afilu simen sheinei mubik, the kiba. Now, we're giving back a get, and the Shoyrish Habiru, that this is his get, because the Dluskime is his. Now, by the Dluskime, that's the din of Ashavas Aveide, that was a Hefkebez and Hefken, was Seymech and Simonim the Rabbono. So he says, he give back the get also, will return the get. The Kiva, Sha'onu Mitzuvin Lahagzer Loi Aveidosoi, Afilu Besimin Sheinei Muvik, and the Dluskime will return it. Omrinen kibin dehakli shaloi aget nami shaloi. Now, the oimek advarim ledavoini, I don't understand. We have a klal, a chain is as strong as the weakest link. I mean, the whole biru, that the kli shaloi is a biru darabono, because on the Shabbos Abed, you see Afkebez and Afke. And that was, it seems that was the chiddush of the Rabbi Yonison, Afal Piken, he says, since we're Seimech on the Simen Shein Emuvik Lagabi the Keli, we can be, we'll return the get also, even though the get needs a Simen the Aisen. The Oimek Advorim, I don't understand properly. But let us go further. We hear in the Mishnah, if a person found tachrich shel shtores, a yagudah shel shtores, a reza yachse. If a person found a tachrich of shtores, a yagudah shel shtores. Now, tachrich shel shtores, l'chayre means that, he had shtores which were eingewickelt one in another. Oya gude shel shtores, tonne rabono. Kamo hu tachich shel shtores, how many shtores do you need that it should fall into the category of tachich shel shtores? We'll come back later to explain this. Shloishe kruchim zeboze. Vikamo hi agude shel shtoris. What is nagude shel shtoris? Shloishe kshurim zeboze. Now, the Gemara now understood agude shel shtoris, a bundle of shtoris means you had three shtoris, each star was eingewickelt in itself, and these three shtoris were tied together with a kesha. The three shtoris were tied together with a kesha. Is a mamela, so that's an agudu shel shtoris. Shloisha kshurim zeboze. So you have shloisha kruchim zeboze, shloisha kshurim zeboze. So the Gemara says, shamet mino kesher simino, kesher simino. So we see that a kesher is a simen. Now, let us just give a small preview. The Gemara held like this, that what you, normally, a person will not vikel ein three shtoris together. That is a simen. That three separate shtoris, he vikel them ein together, that's a dava muza, that's not a normal oifen. So therefore, that is a simen that's a simen. Agude shel shtoris, the Gemara held that it's speaking about three shtoris bezunde, and they're tied together with a knot. All three shtoris tied together with a knot. So al kochach, what is the simen? So the Gemara understood that the kesher is the simen. Now, what's the simen of the kesher? That there's different type of shorim. Some people make a certain type of a knot, other people make a different type of a knot. And the Gemara understood that this is the simen. The simen is the oifen akesha. Yeah. Agav Urche, let us just mention the Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim says, it says like this, the Baraisa says, the Braisa says, Kamo hu tachich shel shtoris, shloisha kruchim zeboze. Vekami agudu shel shtoris, shloisha kshurim zeboze. Now we're talking about a tachich, we're talking about an agude, which means kosher. Now if the simen is minyan alone, that the simen is three, the simen is the number three, so why do you have to say agudu shel shtoris? Tachrich shel shtoris, that's irrelevant how they're tied together. The simen is the minyan. Since the Tana makes an asik, there's an agude shel shtoris, there's a tachrich shel shtoris, so it would seem that this is a chelik of the simen. So by tachrich, the Gemara understood very well that's a simen, because normally people do not vikle one star into the other star. So Mameo Tachich is a simen. Agude, the Gemara held, you had three separate shtoris and they're tied together. So here the Gemara held, so what is the simen? A new case of Agude shel shtoris. What is the simen of Agude? The oifen of the kesher. That's a shaila in the Gemara if a kesher is a simen, because there's not too many different oifanim out to make a kesher. So the Gemara says, but if the Beraise said agude shel shtoris, there's a nudin your marks on agude shel shtoris, sheshma mino kesher simen. So the Gemara says, no, hotoni rabchiye shloisha kruchim zeboze. Agude means three shtoris which are eingewickelt one in the other. Kshurim does not mean tied with a kesher. It means the shtoris are eingewickelt. So the Taisus HaRosh says Pshat, that we find that Kshire Lavdavke, Elekriche, it also means eingewickelt. Kamoi brings a Gemara Shilya Kshure Bevlad, a Gemara in Chulun, that doesn't mean it's tied to the Vlad, it's Koruch to the Vlad. So the Gemara means that don't take kshurim, literally, it doesn't mean it's anata, it means it's kol. And sometimes the Tana uses the word kosho when he means kol. So tachich is eingewickelt. Frechte gemore. Samamela, so it's no raya that kshir is a simen, krich is a simen. Yeah. Frechte gemore, I hochi heinu tachich. So there's an agud and there's a tachich. Now, agud also means eingewickelt. So what's the difference between a tachich and agud? So the Gemara says, Tachich kol chad v'chad b'roisha d'chavrei. Agude d'romei adodi. Now, so that means as follows. This Tachich means that you had three stories, and he was kairich, the first star, mi soifoi ad roishoi. That means just like with kairich, a Megillah, mi soifoi a mezuzah, mi roishoi bat soifoi, you start from the end, and when the beginning of the krich is at the beginning of the shtar. Then they took another shtar, and they took the soifoi of the second shtar, and they were kairich that over the first shtar, so that's tachir. And then they took a third shtar, they took the soifoi of the third shtar, they were kairich it over the roishoi of the second shtar. That is the Taitz Tachich. Aguda means the Romu Adodi. That means they took all three stories, they put one on top of the other, and then they were kairich them together. So there's two oifanim of Simone Kriche. One oifan of Simon Kriche is that you were kairich each one separately, but then you kairich the second over the first and the third over the second. Or the second oifen of kriche simen is that you put all three together and you will kairich them all together. Zogt de Gemara weiter, ukruchois maimachis minyan. So the Gemara held that if it says kruchois, so weistois, it doesn't speak about the minyan. So weistois, the moitzi aveda says, I found three stories. And he is to say, it was kruches. Azak kruches. Mai, so the Gemara says, if he's machis the minyan, and the nesinis asimin is only that it was koruch, so mai iriyet loso afilo treinami, it says in the Baraisa, kamu tacher shoshtoris shloisho. If the moitzi aveide tells the minyan, so there can be two also. The simin is the kriche. So why does it say, mayir itlos afilo treinami? Elekidoma ravine tivamachis ochinami shitrimachis. So the Gemara says no. He's machis, I found shtorois. And the one who lost it is to say, two simonim. They were three, and they were kol. That's what says Pshat in the Baraisa. There's a tachich in the shloisha. So you have to give two simon. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, kruchin ze boze, vizeu simin, shabailim noisnibem. The kriche is the simin. Now Rashi explains, which this is Taka the Maskonas Agamor. Ze yachiz mitziye shtoris motzosi. He says, I found shtoris. And he gives two simonim. He gives us in yiminyim. Kruchim ein zebozeh. And they were kruchim. So Rashi says, and that's l'chayr the maskonis ha-gemor, we see shtore machis, and he gives the simon kruchis in minyim. So the mashal stelt sich do, why do you need two simonim? The simon minyim. The simin of kruches, that's the marshal's kash. The marshal says, Amor dike chiddush, and so far we can say it, so at the end of the sugya we'll have a shtickle problem. So the marshal says as follows, the marshal says, if something has two simonim, and you only mention one, that's a ray, it's not yours. And shuldik, I guess you give a simin, there were three, shkaya. Why didn't you mention there were kruches? So the Marshal says, if something has two simonim, you mechuyev to give both simonim, and if not, that's a simon that's not yours. So the Gemara first understood that kasher simon, shmami noki, the Gemara learned agudish kshurim zebeze. She yesh kshurim, and what's the simon? She yesh kshurim, sheinim doimin zeloze. V'yoyime kach v'kach uosi, so the simon is, I made such a shot so benat. Dilei hochi, my simne ika hochi. What is the simon? As we mentioned for the Teres Chaim, it seems since the Tana differentiated, there's a tachach and there's an aguda vayches, each one is a simon b'fnei atzma, and the simon of aguda is the kshurim. V'tivshet mino ba'almid the kesher simon. That's oiskishpat the kesher is a simon. U'boi ba'almid the gemar klaus the shayla. U'mishane mihochaloi tivshet. Here can't be poishet. The Tana rabchiye, that what it says, Agude, gimel kuchim zebeze, hu agude. The krach of a simen, krach is a simen, that they're eingewickelt one and the other. The kulal me kochi, shtori, shtori, latzmi. Every person does not do such a thing. Is koirech each star bifnei atzmai. Bekoishre noisen yachet, vizekor shloshton yachet. So the Gemara says, so what's the difference between tachich and agude? So the Gemara says that agude, the rome yadodi, hishkibon ze or ze. First he put all three, one on top of the other. Urkei al urkei shal chaveiroi, and then he vickled in all three together. That's the taich agude. My machis, a moitzi, my machis. What is the moitzi machis? So the Gemara held that if we talk about that he gives a simon kriche or agude, so by stays, he says the minyan. Minyan gimel shtos, he says, I found gimel shtos with zebo menais and simon, shekruchen or yacha. So the Gemara asks if the machis gives the minyan, so why does it say it has to be three? The simon is only the kriche, afel treinami. Hoyil vein tzorich lebailim losei simen elo krichosam. So the Gemara says, no. Kedama rabbina beilu metzias. That you say, you only maches what was found. You're not maches the minion. And the moitzi has to give a simen. So here the same thing. Shitri maches. He's maches, I found shtoris. Shtoris metzoris. Motzosi, v'zeh tzorech sheyoymer, and he has to say, kach v'kach hoyu, there were so many, ukruchin hoyu, and they were also kruchin. Hilkach, since he's machresh toris, and so therefore, hilkach davkit lose, avol trei, made the idea, so then if he says, I found shtoris, and there were only two, so then the minion is not a simon, made the idea, the miyit shtoris shtayim, be'ein minion simon. Now, ledavoini, from this Rashi, it seems not like the Marshal. Because Rashi says, he says, why does the Baraisis say that you need three shtoris? Because it would only be two shtoris, it would only be two shtoris, so then the minyan wouldn't be a simen. So, because he said shtoris, so for shteitzer there too. According to the Marshal, if there's only one simen, so one simen is also good. The Marshal only said that if there were three shtoris, you have to mention all simonim. But Barashi says over here, the Barashi says there has to be three shtoris, because if there won't be three shtoris, you won't have a simen minyan. So you won't have a simen minyan. I mean, l'chayre, from this Rashi would seem not like the Marshal. Pesachnet, there's a ktsois that says another mahalach. The ktsois says another mahalach, why you need two simonim, not like the Marshal. The Ktzoi says that, it brings the Gemara weiter. The Gemara says weiter that, could be Simonim Darabono. Simonim Darabono, so why are you Marzer and Aveide? It's a Takone Darabono. So the Gemara says, is that fine? You make a Takone Darabono. Why do you do such a thing? So the Gemara says, because everyone is tefrid. Everyone is masking, you'll give me back. So when I lose an aved, you'll give me back with a simen darabono. So that's why they were saying, machan simonim darabono. Frek the Gemara, fragt die Gemara, that's very good, bei Stamzeweide, bei Storis, the Leuwe isn't maskim, the Leuwe isn't maskim, you should give back with a Simon Cheney Movik, he's not maskim, that means, if the whole thing is a takone, so you need, the Leuwe isn't maskim for Kelter, if the Malva doesn't have a Simon Movik, don't give it back to him, so he'll never be able to be going with him. So the Rav says, Shmami no Simonim de Reise. You're right, if you give back Storis, it's one of the Shmami no Simonim de Reise. So the Ktzois wants to say that two Simonim Beinanim is equivalent to Simon de Reise. And by Storis, you need two Simonim Beinanim, and that pshat in our Rashi, that you need Taka two Simonim, you need Minyan and Kriche. So then it's good, the Rashi, not like the Mashal. By Storis is a besondere din, but according to the Mashal, don't understand the Loshon of Rashi over here. The Gemara says weiter, Rab Shimon Gamliel Oimer, it says the Mishnah Echad Aloivim Mishloisha Yachzel Aloivim. He found three stories that are on the street, and it says Reuven Bard from Shimon, Reuven Bard from Levi, Reuven Bard from Yehuda. So you give back to the Loive. The Isal, so how do you know, it's either the Loive lost it. The Isalke died of the Malvinino. If the Malva lost, my boy Gabi Adodis. How do you have three stories? Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, they all lent Reuven money, and all of them are together. They all lost the shtar in the same place. That doesn't make sense. So Al Kochoch, if you see three stories, Reuven borrowed from Shimon, Reuven borrowed from Levi, Reuven borrowed from Yehuda. So Al Kochoch, Reuven had paid up all these three stories, and now he lost these three stories. That's the right, the Levi lost. Because if the Malvis lost, it's how do you have such a coincidence that all these three Malvis were standing together, and they all lost the shtar that they lent to Reuven. The Isal Kedaitach, the Malvininu, my boy Gabi Yadodi. Fregte Gemore, Dume Lekiyu Minu Osli. Fregte Gemore, no, I'll tell you like this. You had, Shimon was a Malva. Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda were all Malvas. And they lent money to Reuven. So now, they're all Malvas. So now, but they know, listen, they're all Malvas. What's going to be, Reuven is going to tie in a mezuyif. So they have to be Mekayim Dishta. All of them are Malvis. They all Mekayim a mitzvah of Kesef Talve. So they have to be Mekayim Dishta. So all three of them made, one of them a Shliach, to go to be Mekayim Dishta. What's your kasha? How did all these three stories come together? They're all standing together. No, I'll tell you they all. Because they all lent money to Reuven. They have now a common tzorech to be mekayim the shtoris. So they gave a shliach. Why does everyone have to go to Bezen? They gave a shliach. Go take all these three shtoris. They all, it's a common need for all these malvis. They gave a shliach these three shtoris. And the shliach lost the shtar. So you have now the three stories, but could be the Malvis lost the shtar, not the Leuwe lost the shtar. So the Gemara says the Mekayim. No. Speaking about the shtar, I'm a Kuyim already, so you can't say such a scenario. Frag the Gemara, Dilma Miyode de Safra Novele. Fine. Maybe Take was sent to Besden. And the Safra, the diner who writes a henpik on all these stories, he was Mekayim all these stories, so it was sent to him. He wrote a henpik, so now he has a shtar from Shimon and Levi and Yehuda, they all lent Reuven, and he lost all these three stories. So the Gemara says, no. Leimashi inishki, you may be other the Safra. No. After he I'll send to the Sefer, with a shliach, because to me there's a big line to get to the sefer, to get to Bezen. But the minute the sefer is mekayim the shtar, I'm not going to leave it by the sefer. This shtar is my bread and butter. It's the proof I lent the money. So leimashi inish ki you may be ordered the sefer. So the sefer will never have lost the shtar. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, v'dul meleki yumina ozli, eitzel sefer adayonim. HaKoysev Henpik L'chol HaShtoris. So Memela, they made one shliach to send all these three shtoris to the Sefer. To Mekimi Oslein. The Sheet Mekabetze says, just like they made a shliach to bring it to Bezdin, so maybe they make a shliach to pick it up from the Safra de Daine. So the Sheet Mekabetze says, we had a shliach, Hevim la'achash and iskaimo, maybe he brought all three, Reinofel, the Rishin shemiskaim achziri miyad. It means that Philo, you'll make one shliach to bring all three shtoris to the Safra de Daine, but to bring back, you don't wait till all three shtoris are niskaim. And the minute one shtar is niskaim, you take it away from the Sefer. You don't leave it by the Sefer, and then as soon as it's niskaim, you take it away from the Sefer. Shloisha shelovu me'echot. Now we hear the second case in the Mishnah. You have that three loivis borrowed from one malva. Yazala malva. So then you give to the malva because how did the three different loivis? So you give a kochot, the malva lost it. The isal kedaitach, the loveninu, if the loivis lost it, my boy Gabi Adodi, you have Reuven borrowed from Shimon, Levi borrowed from Shimon, Yuda borrowed from Shimon. So if the Leuven lost it, so how do you have all three stories together? So Kochel the Malba lost it. Like the Gemara, Dilma lemichtevinin Osli. Maybe, what's your problem? Maybe these Leuvis wanted to write a shtar. The three loivis wanted to write a shtar, and they sent it to a cipher to write the shtar because of loivis. So all three loivis sent the shtar to a cipher. Attack at three loivis, but could be the Malba never got the shtar. These three loivis are borrowing from one Malva, but could be the loivis lost it, there never was our boy yet. Dilma lemichtevini osli. It was sent to a sefer to write, and afterwards it got lost. So the Mora says, chsivi bitlos yidei safri. No. It was written by three different seifrim. So if it's written by three different seifrim, so how did all these three shtoris, if the malvin have got, it's one malvin, three loivis, so how did, and it's written by three different seifrim, so how did these three shtoris get together? Frechte gemore vidumele kiyumini ozli, maybe. Good, there are three different seifrim, but now they sent these three shtoris to Bezdin to be Mekayim. So that's how they got together. Maybe again, the Malva never got it. The Loivis sent it to Bezdin. So the Gemara says, Malva Mekayim shtore, Loive Loi Mekayim shtore. Zot Rashi, the Loive know you, Shaporun v'hugzuru lehem. That was the more before. Lemistavina osli mina seifa nofa, maybe it fell from the seifa. Or mo'ilam leilov. So the Gemara says there's three different seifa. Yeah. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Im yesh imohem simpoinois yase ma shebesimpoinois. We hear in the Mishnah as follows. A person, a malva, had shtoris. And in one of the shtoris, there's a simpin, which means a shaver. So it says one of the shtoris were paid up. Yasemashe besimpinus. It means, let's see Rashi in the Mishnah. Yasemashe bimyeshimoim simbilip, let's look Rashi in the Mishnah. Bilimilikton. Amoitsi ben shtoris of shaver. That means a person is a malve, he has 20 shtoris. Now he finds a shoiva on one of the shtoris. So, if he has a shoiva that says that this alvo was paid up, so he shouldn't mum with that shtar. Vavo pi shoil a shoiva zalies munach biyad aloive. Amrina min aloive voim amocha tnoli vishochach. So Poshet, it says in the Mishnah, a person was a malve, and he had a multitude of shtoris, and now he finds one shoiva by him, so he says, oh, that's a raya, this shoiva was paid up, he shouldn't mum with the shtar. Fine. Im yeshim mum simpoines, yasa mashe besimpoines. Omar Rabbi Yirmiya Baraba Omara. Simpoin hayoitze mitachas yidei malve. Now, Rav says like this, a malve has a shaiva. A malve is a shaiva. I see that I walk into the malve's house and there's a shaiva. Aval pi shekosuv biksav yodoy. Now, let's just understand, let's be megashim dini a little bit. I come to the malve's house, I see mamisham on his desk, there's a shaiva. Reuven paid up the chayv. I saw on the desk, two Adam saw the three Adam saw it. Right. The next day, the malve comes to Reuven, pay me the chayv. Malve comes to Reuven, pay me the chayv. Reuven says, I paid you the chayv. But he said, what shall you pay me the chayv? I have the shtar, shtoch biyodi, my boy. So Reuven brings the two Adam. Did you see the shaver in the malve's house? Yeah, we saw the shaver. So the Rav said that shayver is meaningless. A shayver b'rshusay shel malva does not mean anything. Now we'll see why. Omar Rav Yirmiya Barab Omar Rav Simpay hayoytzi mitachas yidei malva. We find a shayver by the malva. Af opi shekosuv b'ksav yodei. It's written b'ksav yodei. It doesn't mean anything. It does not mean at all that the chayv was paid up. So now Rav explains why. Loi mi boi kosu biksab yad soifer. If a soifer wrote the shayver, so memele dicha doesn't mean anything. Dika lameime safris ramilei vikosa. It could be like this. This person is illiterate. He doesn't know what to write. So Mamela, so he wants to have a shayva, he won't be able to find the shtar, he misplaced the shtar chay. Now he knows the loiv is going to come, he wants to pay up the chay. Now what am I going to tell him? I don't know where the shtar is. So I say, so give me a shayva. So I say, I don't have a shayva, I don't know how to write. So if I'm going to do that, I'll never get paid up my chay. So Mamela, so therefore he goes to a shayva, and he tells him, write a shayva. So kaponim, I'll have ready by me a shayva. If the loiva wants to pay up, I'll have a shayva to give him. So memela, a shayva that was written by a shayva does not in any way mean there was a peroin. A shayva written by a shayva means that the malva wanted to make sure that if the loiva will come with the money, he'll have a shayva to give him. So it doesn't mean that it was paid up as yet. Loimi boy kosa b'ksab yad soifa dikolamei mesafri isra melei b'kosa. He found the soifa, so he wrote the shoifa. Halala filo kosa b'ksab yadoi, but a filo he wrote, he knows how to write. So now I have a kasha. So if he didn't pay up, why did you write the shoifa? He'll pay you up, you'll write it then, you know how to write. So l'cheire there, the shoifa l'cheire means that it was paid up already. No. He's afraid, the Malva was afraid, that Erev Shabbos, right before Bein Hashmoshes, the Loiv is going to come with the money, and he'll say, give me a shaver, and it's right before Lichtenden, and now I'm going to sit down and write a shaver. I won't have time to write a shaver. So he writes a shaver b'ksav yodoi with a cheshbet, that, listen, I have to have a shaver prepared, that if he comes right before Bein Hashmoshes, I'll give him the shaver, and then I'll be able to get my money. So b'kitzer, so Rav said, if you see b'rshus amalba a shaver, a fellow, he wrote it himself for a cipher, it does not mean anything. It does not mean there was a peroin. It means it was written, la'is mitzoy, that when the loy will come and he'll have the money, I'll have a shaiva to give. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, simpain. What's the tight simpain? Shaiva amavatl shtar. Shaiva, a receipt that's mevatel the shtachay. B'chol dover ha-mevatel dover, everything that's mevatel, kori simke. K'demrinen gabi k'dushe ishe u'mechiris eved, shamum kori simpin, mivnei she-mevatel samekach. There the Gemara says, v'nishe el-amum, so that's called a simpin. So simpin is a general translation that means dover ha-mevatel. Well, we're talking about Kedushin, so a mum is mevatel the Kedushin, it's a Kedushay Tois. We're talking about a Shtar Choy, so a Shev is mevatel the Shtar Choy. Hayyotzei mitachas yidei malva, shumunach biyodoi, v'loi biyad haloive, never got to the loive. So it does not mean that there was a piroi. Why was the Sheva written? Sloimi boy, it was written to a Saifa, Safris Ramile. Misovim, you'll be Balchoivi Leporeini. What'll be if my loiv is gonna come to pay me? Vani ain't story Achshav Biyodi. Bim Loye Sheva Muchenli, Loif Raklum. If I won't have a Sheva, he won't pay me. So Mamele, so he found a Saifa, he asked the Saifa to write a Sheva. If it wasn't paid up, he knows how to write, so why did he write a shaiva? Mo says, no, he also prepares a shaiva, because it could be that the leiva will come samach lebein hashmoshes, erev Shabbos, and then therefore he needs a shaiva with him to give to the life. Fine. Bekitzer, we hear for a member of Rav, a malve, that is a shaiva in his reshus, a shaiva b'shus, a malve does not have any meaning whatsoever. It means the malve wrote it to be prepared if the labor will come, I'll have a shaiva to give. But let's go to our Mishnah. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah, Yeshimoim Simpoines, Yasamashab Simpoines. We learned in our Mishnah, if a person has shtoris, that's what we learned in the Mishnah. He had 20 shtoris. In by one shtar, there's a shaiva that says, this shtar was paid up. So it says in the Mishnah, oh, Yasamashab, don't mum from that shtar. Because, you see, there's a shaiva was paid up. And Rashi said, a whole Mekila, what is it doing by the Malva? Some of the Leiva paid him up, and they forgot to take it. You listen to the shaiva. That's what it says in our Mishnah. And Rav says, if there is a shaiva by a Malva, the shaiva is meaningless. It means it was written only to, he should have ready with him a shaiva if the Leiva pays up. So it's a stira from our Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Kedomar Rav Safra, Shnimse Ben Shtoris Kruyim, Ochinami, Shemotsoi Ben Shtoris Kruyim. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi has two Mahalchim in this Gemara. So to Rashi, Kedomar Rav Safra, Vivim, Yeshimo, Im Simpin, Woche bemal was kinde diktoni mozze star bein stoise. Kamar af safle kamen beschmeiten. Schnimmt so loi. Ashtar Shar Shaver Yetze Olo. This is the first pshat of Rashi. Ashtar Shar Shaver Yetze Olo. That means there's a shtar chayiv that says Reuven lent Shimon $100. That's the shtar chayiv. And also there's a shaver that says that Shimon paid up the chayiv of Reuven the $100. So we have here, so now, so the Rashi in the first lotion says as follows, Ashtar Shar Shaver Yetze Olo, Ben Shtarois of Kruim. That means like this. This Malve had in a drawer 19 Tzirisen Ishtaris. So 19 Tzirisen Ishtaris means 19 of these Ishtaris were paid out. Now, in this drawer, he has a 20th Ishtar that says that Reuven lent Shimon $100. It's not torn up, and there's a and there's a 20th shtar that says, which is not torn, it says, Reuven lent Shimon $100. And here there's also a shaiva that says that Shimon paid up Reuven $100. So we have in these two documents are in the drawer with 19 torn shtaris. So now let's see Rashi. Shenim tzaloi hashtar Shar Shaver Yetze Olof, the Shtar Chayiv, Ben Shtarais of Kri, the Shtar Chayiv is in the drawer with all the paid up Shtaris. Vehu Eine Karua, the Shtar is not Karua, so it seems it did not get paid up. Aber Levichach, Soimchen ala Shaver, Shemokim Hashtar Moichiach ala Shaver Shuemes. But now I have circumstantial evidence. That means, first of all, what is the shtar doing in this drawer? But if the shtar alone would be in this drawer, akasha famaisa. If I find a shaver alone, it's also akasha famaisa. But I find the shtar is together with the torn shtaris, and there's a shaver also, so I say this mistome means that this shtar was paid up. I say the shaver with the shtar in the drawer with the torn shtaris means that this shaver was paid up. That's what Rashi says. Bein shtarais of kruim, vuhu einei kruim. Lefich of soimchim ala shaver. Shemokim hashtar, since the shtar is moichiach ala shaver shuemesh. She'im loy nifra, if the shtar would not have been paid up, loy nois na shtar eitzel ashtar is kiruim. But it's a mod nizach. But the mokim shtar alone is not enough. Yev tauti reyuse. First of all, the shtar is with the torn shtaris. And second of all, there's a shayva there also. And both together we make a cheshben et sarayim that the shtar was paid up. Kach shamati. Velinire, Rashi says, I have another pshat. Shenimtza hashoivo bein hashtoris kruim. No, not this whole tziru. The shoivo is together with the shtoris kruim. That means, so I have 19 tzirisen shtoris, and now like this, let us just give a shtickle beer. There's a merdeka beer over here. If this shoivo was written to be prepared, when the loiv is going to come, you know, the shtaris kruyim is put away for garbage. He doesn't need it. He won't go there. This is sometimes he puts away, he should reminisce on how much halvos he had. If this shaiva is to be used, he wouldn't put it with the shtaris kruyim. The shtaris kruyim is garbage already. If this shaiva was put with the shtaris kruyim, is a raya, the shaiva was paid up already. The leiva didn't take the shaiva, so he puts it together with the rest of the garbage. He doesn't need it anymore. So the second pshat in Rashi is much more verständlich. V'li nire, shenimtza shaiva ben hashtoris kruim. Hilkach ika lemeima, sheniskabo l'achoiv. That the chayv was niskabo. מהשוי ורזי נצורך למלווה זה, אלו ללויבה, דלויבה ניצה, והלויבה שוכח ביד זה, דלויבה פגעת השוי, לפיכך, therefore, the malva, what should he doesn't need the שוי ואנימור, דלויבה פגעת התקן, נוס נזן, השטורי שאין צריך אלוי, תפעל כדאיתך מלווה כוס ולי יסמוך אלוי, כשירצה לויבה לפורי, if the malva wrote the שוי ואנימור, that they should be prepared to have it when the labor comes to pay. Lay nosni mashtori shein slichen loy. He would put it in his wallet. He wouldn't put it with all the tzaris and the shtoris. That is the second pshat in Rashi, and that's from Rashi, that's the MS of pshat. Now, let us go further. Toshma. Nimtso le'echod ben shtoroisov. A person found ben shtoroisov shtorei shel Yosef ben Shimon perua, shtorei shneim peruim. Now, it says like this. A person lent money to two Yosef ben Shimons in the shtot. Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov, Yosef ben Shimon ben Reuven. The two Yosef ben Shimons in the shtot. Now, this person lent Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov $100. He lent Yosef ben Shimon ben Reuven $100. Fine. He lent both of them $100. Now, he lent both of them $100. Now, he has a shaiva that says, Yosef ben Shimon paid up his chayv. He was very batlonish when the Shoiva was written. He didn't mind which Yosef ben Shimon. So now both of them are potter to pay, because it says Yosef ben Shimon paid up to Chai. Which one says I'm Yosef ben Shimon? And the Shoiva did not write specifically which Yosef ben Shimon paid up. Al koponim, we have a kasha. It's not like Rav. Rav said that if a malva has a Shoiva, it's meaningless. Here it says that if a malva is a Shoiva, of Yosef ben Shimon, Lamaisa, it's both Yosef ben Shimon's apota. Now that's the kasha. Toshma nimtza lecha ben shtoreisim shtoreisho Yosef ben Shimon perua shtoreish neim peruim. And for the Gemara, the same akimta, kidomar avsav she nimtza ben shtoreis kruim, ochinami she nimtza ben shtoreis kruim. It's speaking about that shoiva is together with all the other tzaris nishtoreis. So al kochach, this shoiva is a paid up shoiva, because that's why it's together, the draw with all the other shtoreis kruim. Zogt Rashi, nimtza ben shtoreis masisim beget posh, shnei yeisim ben shimim birachas. The nimtza shoiva lo odom echad ben shtoreisov. Because of boy, shtori ben shal yoisa ben shimin shim biyodi peru. Boy lo ishtei shnei shtoreis al shnei. And it says, he had two shtoreis. Shtori shnei in peru. Shekol echad yocholoyma al shali nichtav shoiva. Bobabasra pochinem bo lo ishoiva name. If samazi de shtachoiv said yoisa ben shimin, ot nane nechad yocholoyci shtachoiv alayim. It's speaking about that the Shtar Chai was written with Teres, the Zayda also. Mishaloshim b'shtar, v'im mishaloshim b'shoiva. V'ochad yitz mitachas yad malbu, and for that's when it works. So the Gemara answers, shenimtza shtar b'in ha-shtoris peruim, v'cholechot omar, ze shtar shali. It's by the shtoris peruim, and the Samamele, he tines, this is my shoiva. Toshma shvuah shloi pokadnu abba. The din is, if the yisaimim aboim ligvois me yisaimim. That means like this. A malve lent money to, Reuven lent money to Shimon. Reuven died. Shimon died. Now the din is that abol, now you want a mon, so Reuven's son wants the mon from Shimon's son. So the din is abol ligvois me minichse yisaimim. But Reuven's son can't swear that it wasn't paid up because he doesn't know if it was paid up. So he swears as follows. Shvuish lo pakadnu abo. Our father never told us that it was paid up. We did not find a shaiva. Al kaponim, from here it would seem that a shoiver is a simen by the malva that it's perua. The same thing. We didn't find a shoiver by the shtoris kruim, which is a simen that it was paid up. So trashi, shvuah shlo pekat numar, but mishni b'shvuah, shisoy mimina yisoy min leifra elu b'shvuah. Umaru shvuah also, what is the shvuah that the yisoy mim of the malvus were? Shvuah shlo pekat numar, but b'tzavos misa. V'shloy oma lo nukoydim l'chein, that was paid up. V'shloy matzinu shoyva ben shtaroysim shalaba or shtar zeh shei perua. Ho'im motze, samchinen alay, v'soy mech and the shoyva, zakashan rab. So the Mos says that speaking about Vayter, the Shaiva was Nimtza Bein Shtoreso Kui. Toshmaam, Simpoin Sheyesh Olav Eidim, Yiskayim Bechaisomo. If there's a Shaiva by the Malve, and the Leiva will be Mekayim the Eidim, so it's a Raya that it was paid up. So this is Akasha and Rav. Rav said a shoiver by the malve is meaningless. Eimo yiskayim mechaisomo the shaline lulisadi iperua iloi perua. Let us see Rashi. Yiskayim mechaisomo kosal kedaitor im omar malve loy nifrati. The malve says, I wasn't paid up. Beteida, shleila mesalti liotcha, I didn't give you over the shoiver. Yiskayim bechaisomov alpi chaisomov. That if you'll be mekayim the eidim achsumim, yiskayim im chaisomov midim shechasbu, ein amal venemon, he's not nemon. Avol kol kame doloi mekayim mehemon. The man mapik lei malve, umalva oma apostolu. That means without kiyum, so then the malva is nemo. Could be yes, a pesha osar that the shoiva was not paid up. But if the kiyum, the din is that's a hichoche that the chayv was paid up. So this is a kashan rab. Rab says calls man the shoiva is by the malva. It's meaningless. So the Gemara says, "Nad yiskayim bichaisomov, eima yiskayim mechaisomov." The shaline lulisadi we ask the edim ipirua iloi perua. So Rashi says, "The shaline lul we ask the edim imro aperoi." Not if they mekayim it. If they saw the poem, v'im lav. And if they didn't see the poem, neman amar v'loy mishloy nichta bali yismuchan lichshi pora. Toshmam. Simpain sheyesh olav eidim kosher, my eidim. So it seems that what? So it seems eidim is a rai that was paid up. Again, akashana. My eidim, eidikium. So Rashi says, eidikium, shekosvu hempik, a hempik was written on this shaver. The Beidin Elim Mekayim Elim came forward. Eidim means not Eidim on the Shoiva, there was a handpick. Achinami Mistavra, mi diktoni seifa, vishein olav Eidim posel. My ain olav Eidim, ilayme de leki lavi Eidim klal, tzricha lameyme de posel, there's no Eidim klal on the Shoiva. Alav Eidikium, Eidikium means a handpick. Yeah. Gufe. Simpin sheyesh olav eidim yiskayim bechaisomov. That's this din means a hempik. Ein olav eidim, there's no hempik. V'yoytze mitachas yedei sholish. But a sholish has this shaiva, and the sholish says that the chayva's paid up. Oy sheyoytze la'acha chitim shtoris kosher. We'll see what this means in a minute. Yoytze mitachas yedei sholish. If a sholish, a third person is the shayver, dohem ne malve l'sholish. So if the sholish says that this shayver, the leiver paid up, so since it was given to the sholish, to the malve, and the malve trusted him, so we believe the sholish. Yoytze la'acha chitim shtor esnami. Amiradik ezach. We just said, if a malva writes a shoiva, it's meaningless. But if a malva will write a shoiva on the shtar choyt, that's a raya.
that the shtal chayva is paid up already. You understand what they write a shayva? To write on the shtal chayva shayva, that's a raya taka that the chayva is paid up. They have a more lele story. Zogt Rashi, Yiskayim b'choy sama v'yeitz mitachis ma b'kosh. Ein olvei dikim, olvei dem sumim olav. V'yeitz mitachis yedei shol shen olvei v'metzi v'lei amal v'lei shol ishe b'mineim nema. V'y she yotza acha chitam shtorish, she yotza lefaneinu, shu kosov b'shtachoyv acha aksim akosher, v'hemne malve l'sholish, d'akochach in kesev shoybe ele malve, v'umosre liyat sholish, so we see he trusted the Sholish, so that is why we listen to what the Sholish has to say. Hodron aloch shnayim oichsim.